Missouri Senate will come to order. Will everyone in the chamber and in the upper galleries please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk and then remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the 13th chapter of Job we hear, though he slays me, yet will I trust him. Heavenly Father, give us the trust of your servant Job, that we too might trust you no matter how heavy and dark the task before us, or how difficult the journey that lies ahead of us. And Lord, we would ask that you grant us conversations with each other that would not lead to bitterness, but words that will lend themselves to encouragement and hopefulness. In your holy name we pray, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
You as well.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Beam, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Serapoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Higeman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Thompson Rader, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from the 7th. Senator from the 7th is here. Senator from Scott County. Senator from Scott County is present. Quorum being established, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, fourth day, Tuesday, January 11th, 2022. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Senator from Newton County.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with, as the same having been approved and having been fully read.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Newton County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator from Newton, you recognize to close?
I close.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Newton County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Senator from Newton.
President, for the benefit of the body, reporters, Emily Manley of the Next Star Media Group has had permission to do photographs and video on the floor today.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of guests. Senator from Platte County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of special guests. Mr. President, on my right and your left, I have with me today two of my constituents, Jan and Dave Zimmerman. If you'd like to stand up. Jan has been appointed by the governor to the Missouri Gaming Commission and is here for her confirmation hearing today. And I would ask that the body join me in making the Zimmermans feel very welcome to the Missouri Senate.
Let's make the guests of the senator from Platte County feel welcome today in the Missouri Senate. Introduction to guests, Senator from the 24th District.
On your left and my right, I have a very special guest here today. She'll be here a lot this session. Her name is Jessica Rigby, and she is an intern in my office. Jessica, will you stand up while I talk a little bit about you? We're so delighted to have Jessica. She is a junior at the University of Missouri, Mizzou, and she is studying political science. She hopes to attend law school, and I hope she will do that too. She used to work as a page in the Illinois Senate, And today, here in Missouri's Senate, she got her first experience helping to staff a committee hearing. We are delighted to have her contributing to our office, learning about the processes here, and maybe someday even running for office. Please join me in welcoming Jessica Rigby to the Senate.
Missouri Senate, let's welcome Jessica to Missouri Senate. Senator from Franklin County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could you please refer SER 25 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics?
Senator from Dunklin County.
I'd like to introduce a very special guest.
Proceed.
To your right, to my left, I'm honored to have some very special guests with us in the chamber today. I would like to introduce to the body the Missouri Class 1A tennis team state champions, the Kennett Indians. In October of 21, these ladies traveled to the Cooper Tennis Complex in Springfield, Senator from the 30th District, to compete among the best teams in the state. In a nail-biter, the Indians beat Westminster Christian to take the title. I believe in the semifinals, they got past a very good Bolivar team, so I guess we know what happens if some of my bills get vetoed later on. Not only was this their first state championship, but for the Kennett tennis team, they remained undefeated on the year and set a new school record of 21-0. I'd just like to note that tennis is mainly considered an individual sport, but their success has been driven by team mentality and hard work. And I just want to point out, I'll introduce her in a second, but the coach, Jan Hilbert, has been with the team 28 years and done a fabulous job of coaching these ladies. And also I'd like to point out Melinda Harris, who does a lot in the community. She's a parent of one of these children, does a lot with a tumbling tribe and the Kennett swim team. So with that, I would like to recognize you, ladies. Stand when I say your name. Anel Harris, Audrey Phillips, Hanley McAtee, Christy Tejada, Macy Basil, Malia Lack, Coach Janet Hilbert, Assistant Coach Hannah Hunter, Principal John McKinney, Darren Harris, Melinda Harris, and Judge Mark Pryor. I'd like the body to please welcome the Kennett Indians State 1 tennis champions.
Let's welcome the guests to the Senator from Dunklin County. Thank you for being here. Introduction to guests, Senator from Newton County.
Mr. President, on your left and my right, I have a special guest, Michelle Wood and her husband, Randall Wood, is here today for gubernatorial appointments, has been appointed by the governor to the Children's Trust Fund Board. I would like the body to please make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome the guests of the Senator from Newton County. Senator from the 2nd District.
Thank you, Mr. President, to introduce a very special guest.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On your right and my left, right near the door, is Nick Althoff. Nick is in his 3rd session as our intern. He is a senior in his final semester studying agribusiness at Mizzou, and I'd ask this body to make him feel welcome.
Let's make the guest of the Senator from the 2nd feel welcome in the Missouri Senate. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 24th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I'd like to actually inquire of you during this introduction of a guest. Would that be all right?
You may proceed and to state your inquiry.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, we have a very special person in the chamber today who hasn't been in this chamber in a long time. It is Colleen Coble, who is on your left and my right. Mr. President, Colleen recently retired at the end of 2021, and you and I, and I think everyone here in this chamber who has served knows her and has worked with her in some capacity because she certainly worked on both sides of the aisle. And we wanted to take a little moment of time today to thank her for her work, to talk specifically about some of the things she has done over the last few decades, and to recognize her for that service. So if you want to chime in as I speak, I'd like to invite you to do that with me too. She retired after more than 3 decades of dedicated service. She was the CEO of the Missouri Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence, as I like to call it, the Kadesov. No, I don't like to call it that. even though she has done such serious heart.
If the Senate could bring some order, side conversations, if you could take them outside while the Senator from the 24th speaks, that would be fantastic. Thank you. Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you, Senator. While the work she has done is so serious, we want to celebrate with her and enjoy this day as she moves on to her next phase, whatever that will look like. But she began her career as a journalist and joined the Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence back in 1988. I think some of the people serving in this chamber may not even have been born then, but we're okay welcoming them too. I know, you and I are both getting kind of up there in long in the tooth, I think they like to say. In the 1990s, Colleen developed Missouri's statewide project to address the needs of low-income survivors of domestic violence by training more than 6,000 Department of Social Services staff people. She obtained the nation's first federal disaster relief funding for domestic violence services in 1994. She worked on behalf of both parties, being appointed to many statewide committees and task forces, including the Missouri Task Force on Domestic Violence, the National Advisory Committee on Violence Against Women, and the Missouri Supreme Court appointed committees to address gender issues in the courts. For three decades, this woman has worked to bring social justice and positive change to our state and our nation for those who have been impacted and affected by gender discrimination and by domestic violence. In 2009, she was awarded the National Diane Reese Award by the National Network to End Domestic Violence for her outstanding commitment to social justice and advocacy for battered women. So, women, this is a woman who has been recognized at the national level, who has served right here in Missouri state government. She has a long list of legislative accomplishments during her tenure leading MCADSV, including the establishment of the crime of domestic assault, making sexual assault survivors eligible for orders of protection. Seems so reasonable to us now, but she had to work hard to get that done. Adding lack of consent to felony rape charges, ensuring providers have the necessary support, financial resources, and training to provide trauma-informed services to survivors. Whether you realize it or not, everyone in this room has someone close to them who has been a survivor of sexual assault. We know that by the numbers. 1 in 4 women are survivors of sexual assault. This woman has made it her life's mission and goal to serve those people and to make sure that the underserved have been brought to the fore and have been made whole as much as they can be through her work. Her rallying cry has always been onward, and her mission always forward-looking. She is also someone who I love to see her walk into the room. She beams, her presence is always known, and she is a fashionista from my perspective, and I always love to see what she's wearing as she comes in. So those are some of the fun things about her. But most of all, she has served our state and our nation, our people who need support so well. And Mr. President, we have a resolution to present to her over on the side gallery to thank her for her service. And if you would all join me in standing to recognize and be grateful for her dedicated work to support Missourians. And Colleen, we wish you much success in your next phase, in your retirement, and much gratitude for the work you have done serving all of us. Thank you.
Missouri Senate, let us stand and recognize Colleen Coble for her decades of work and service to the people of Missouri, and in specific, vulnerable people of Missouri. Colleen, thank you for your service, and we wish you the best of luck in your retirement and whatever you decide to do next. Order of business is introduction of guests. Senator from Newton County, once again.
Mr. President, I have a second very important guest I'd like to introduce to you. It's on your left and my right. We have Janae Kennedy and her husband, Lucas Kennedy. Janae has been appointed by the governor to the Missouri Board of Nursing and will be going through her confirmation hearings and things today. So I'd like the body to please make her and her husband feel welcome.
Let's welcome the guests of the senator from Newton County to the Missouri Senate today. Further introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Senator from the 23rd was first audible and on his feet. For what reason do you rise?
Mr. President, I will cede to my colleague.
Okay. Senator from the 4th District.
Mr. President, I think I may have the next category. I think mine are concurrent.
Concurrent resolutions are next, Senator. We are on the order of business of resolutions. Once again, the Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution.
Please send your resolution forward. Thank you, Senator. Your resolution will be printed in the journal. Would you like to explain it?
Thank you, Mr. President. Briefly, I would. We had some interesting conversations this week and last week about the rules of the Senate. So in that tradition, and based on the comments that I started yesterday, I've introduced another resolution that would offer another rule change that I believe would go to great length to restore some of the trust that we've talked about losing in this chamber. Now, something extraordinary actually happened earlier this week, because as everyone here in this chamber knows, it's actually the majority party that's responsible ultimately for setting the rules of the chamber. But what we saw this week, interestingly enough, was a combination of a bare majority of the majority and sometimes a minority of the majority joining with the actual minority to change the rules of the chamber. So it was an interesting precedent to be set, and I think that speaks to some of the turbulent waters and troubled waters that we're seeing in the Senate chamber. But what I've talked about yesterday was, in order to restore that trust, we restore the Senate to its original founding principles, which was that of an institution that is more horizontal in structure and less vertical structure. What does that mean? Well, very simply, unlike our colleagues across the building, the House of Representatives is a very, very vertical structure where the power of that chamber is invested strongly and dominantly in one or two positions, the Speaker of the House, the Majority Floor Leader. The Senate, on the other hand, is a horizontal structure where power is diffused amongst its members. So rule changes that invest more power and diffuse more power in individual members and away from, in particular, the leadership team, I think is in the best traditions of the Senate. Now, what this resolution would do specifically is it would make a change to Rule 28 of the Missouri Senate rules, which specifically deals with the process of turning bills in. So for folks that are not familiar with this process, I know everyone in the chamber is, but if you're not familiar with the process, that is the point is after a bill comes out of committee, it must be turned in to the president pro tem to be put onto the floor calendar. Now, of course, that creates a bottleneck that right now the Senate chamber entrusts to the Senate pro tem to determine which bills will be brought into the calendar and ultimately which bills won't. Well, that's a very powerful role that the pro tem can play. So my proposed rule change addresses this and gives the chairman of the committees of the Senate some input, not all input, but some input into which bills shall be turned in and can be turned in, which will then later come up for discussion on the floor of the Senate. So specifically, what my rule change actually does is it changes and it allows each chairman to turn in up to one bill each week that they believe is a priority of the bills that have been sent to their committee. and they may turn in additional bills beyond that one bill with the permission of the pro tem. So I remember my very first year here, the chairman of the judiciary at the time was, and we can use senators, former senators' names on the floor, Senator Bob Dixon. There was a week where the pro tem at the time, Ron Richard, actually allowed the chairman to turn in whatever bills they wanted. It was chaos. Some of you may remember that. And actually, Senator Dixon actually turned in 20 bills. So we don't want to create a scenario with like that, because that might give our majority floor leader even more gray hair. So what my rule change does in particular is it allows each chairman to pick a single bill that they believe is a priority for their committee and to turn that bill in each week. And then, like I said, you can turn more bills in, as is a tradition of the Senate, but you must have the permission of the president pro tem of the Senate. There is, as we see continuing ongoing discussions, Mr. President, I apologize. I'm going to end my remarks. However, it has just been brought to my attention that I have so many rule changes on my desk that I actually sent the wrong one forward. So,
Senator, would you like?
I'm going to send that back real quick and just send another one forward.
Madam Secretary, would you send the resolution previously offered from the senator from the 23rd back to the senator from the 23rd so that perhaps he could find the one that he would actually like to send forward?
So I can get my act together, Mr. President. Mr. President.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate your patience. I do have a resolution.
Please send your resolution forward.
And Mr. President, as I have already given my description of that resolution, no further discussion is required.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Senator. Your resolution will be printed in the journal. The order of business before the Senate is resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from the 4th.
I have two concurrent resolutions. No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your concurrent resolutions forward. Thank you, Senator. Your concurrent resolutions will be printed in the journal. Senator from Newton.
I have a concurrent resolution.
Please send your concurrent resolution forward.
And Mr. President, I would like to make a brief comment on the concurrent resolution.
Thank you.
This resolution requests the President of the United States hold a state funeral when appropriate for the last World War II veteran to have received the Medal of Honor. We have one left, and this was a request that we got from some of our federal delegation. It's being filed in the House also, but I think it's an appropriate request that the last of our Medal of Honor winners from World War II, upon his expiration, be awarded or given a state funeral.
Thank you, Senator. Your concurrent resolution will be printed in the journal. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Cass.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have five bills that require no explanation.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bills forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the first bill offered by the Senator from Cass?
Senate Bill Number 1047, introduced by Senator Bratton, an act relating to public health.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Would you please read the second bill offered by the Senator from Cass?
Senate Bill Number 1048, introduced by Senator Bratton, an act relating to firearms discrimination.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Would you please read the third bill offered by the Senator from Cass?
Senate Bill Number 1049, introduced by Senator Bratton, an act relating to municipal elections.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Would you please read the fourth bill offered by the Senator from Cass?
Senate Bill Number 1050, introduced by Senator Bratton, an act relating to elementary and secondary school buses.
And, Madam Secretary, would you please read the fifth bill offered by the Senator from Cass?
Senate Bill Number 1051, introduced by Senator Bratton, an act relating to extended learning opportunities.
Introduction of bills.
Mr. President.
Senator from Dunklin.
I have a bill, and no explanation is needed.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your continuous legislative package forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill offered by the Senator from Dunklin?
Senate Bill Number 1052, introduced by Senator Bean, an act relating to adult high schools.
Senator Cole. Senator, would you please put your microphone on?
I have two bills.
Please send your bills forward, Senator.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary, would you please read the first bill offered by the Senator from Cole?
Senate Bill Number 1053, introduced by Senator Bernskeeter, an act relating to the Board of Trustees of the Missouri Department of Transportation and Highway Patrol Employees Retirement System.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Would you please read the second bill offered by the Senator from Cole?
Senate Bill Number 1054, introduced by Senator Bernskeeter, an act relating to funding of the Sheriff's Retirement System.
Senator from the County of Clay.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill, and no explanation is needed at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill offered by the Senator from Clay?
Senate Bill Number 1055, introduced by Senator Arthur, an act relating to dual enrollment courses.
Senator from the 14th, where is your address?
I have a bill.
Senator, please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill offered by the Senator from the 14th?
Senate Bill number 1056, introduced by Senator Williams, an act relating to compensation for wrongful conviction.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 4th.
I have one bill, no explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill offered by the Senator from the 4th?
Senate Bill number 1057, introduced by Senator May, an act relating to mental health awareness training.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Cooper.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can I inquire of the Senator from the 11th District briefly?
Senator from the 11th, you yield.
I do.
He does proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator, as I do most nights, I went home last night to spend some time with my family before they went to bed. I had heard about a pretty cantankerous party that went on to celebrate the birthday, a little bit early to celebrate the birthday of one of our colleagues, the senator from the 8th. And I saw a few pictures on Twitter. It seemed like it was a fun, joyous event. I think it's really, really great. Number one, you know, it's great that, you know, as old as he is, he's still able to walk. But also that, you know, he was able to get up and celebrate and have a good time with some of his House and Senate colleagues. I think you maybe stopped by, so I wanted to see how the party went.
I did. I stopped by. It was a very nice event for the senator from the 8th. I'm sure he was pumped full of Red Bull and other additives to keep him up past his usual 8:30 bedtime. But he did a good job, and we were happy to ring in his latest birthday, one before the big 7-0.
So I think his birthday is actually on Friday, if I'm not mistaken, so we won't be here. And so I just wanted to take a second and commend him on, you gave it away. I was going to congratulate him on making 83, you know, like, I was at a event with him the other day, and I joked that, you know, he was celebrating his 76th birthday. I just pulled numbers out and kind of at random. I didn't realize that it was actually, you know, fairly close to where he actually is. So I felt bad. I'm gonna have to get up in the 90s to make it, you know, for effect. But anyway, we won't be here on Friday. I wanted to wish the senator from the 8th a happy birthday.
Yeah, no, I would echo the same sentiments. He's a good man, and we're happy to have him here.
Awesome. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Introduction of bills. Senator Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business for the Missouri Senate will be announcements. Announcements. Senator Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion offered by the Senator from Boone. I amend the opinion that motion shall prevail. Please say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned under the rules.